Ba'ulam. We were at the end of Perek Beis. Ba'ulam b'chol ma she'zacharnu ad heina. In other words, so we gave in sort of an overview of the world of Hashgacha Pratis for Klal Yisrael, and the purpose of life and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to do in terms of the kibbutz of the Shleimim. So we've done in this Nisbayer Inyan Yisurei Tzadikim B'Olam Hazeh, that even though a person is a tzaddik, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to help him to be a shalem in and to be able to receive the ultimate tov in Olam HaEmes, and so he takes care of the various averos of the tzaddik via Yisur Milam Hazeh. And also we explain Shalvas HaRashoim, that this is the sachar that they get for their mitzvos, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can simply let their souls go, knowing that there is a mishpat, that they received their sachar, but they don't deserve a sense of nitzrius. V'chein ha'anoshim ha'nafshiyim, we spoke about Gehenom, mitzad mashal hachana l'gmul ha'amiti shel asid lavo, that all of this, Yisuri ha'tzadikim, the Shalvat HaRashoim, the Anashim Nafshim, they all serve as a hachana for the gmul ha'amiti, which will either be nitzrius or nothing. Ach tovas ha'tzadikim b'olam hazeh nimshechet al derech acher. But we still have a whole perek, a long perek, called Hashgacha Ishis, where we're pointing out that life is not so simple. As he pointed out, truth is complex. Truth is always going to be a struggle involved. And Huhadin, although you could sort of paint the broad strokes, but that's not enough to explain HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha, that there are many, many, many factors that have to coincide. In other words, namely, that we pointed out that you can deal with a concept of Hashgacha Klalus, and what we've spoken up to now is Hashgacha Klalus is to get as many people as possible into Nitzrius, and in order to do that, so we have the Yisuri HaTzadikim B'Olam Hazeh, the Shalvat HaRashoyim, the Anashim Nafshiyim, Aval Inyaneha Kefi HaKotev HaIshi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, if every blade of grass has a malach that tells it to grow, kavachomer noshal kavachomer, that every individual has a unique hashgacha, hochim maharach shoneh mikol zeh. There are so many other factors that Kosh Baruch Hu takes into account. The very watav of perik b'fnei atzma b'siyata d'shmaya, that's perik gimel b'hashgacha ha'ishit. And here we're going to bring in all of, well, not all, but many, many, many concepts that we're aware of, but how do they fit in? It's like we have over here gears within gears within gears. So we've seen the large gears, how they mesh together, but there are many small gears as well. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted there to be a Baal Bechira, who would then become a Baal Tov. But in order to become that Baal Bechira who will choose Tov, v'charta v'chayim, he has to have choices. So in this world, they have to be Nyanei Tov, v'nyanei Ra. V'husam adam b'neihem l'vchor goes ha-tov. This is the first parak of Mesilas Yesharim, that man's like in this minefield, that he has to be very careful how he walks, he shouldn't trip up. V'ulam, pirtei inyanei ha-tov rabim heim, v'chem pirtei inyanei ha-ra. Namely, that there are so many, almost an infinite number of situations in which one can choose between Tov and Ra. Ki halo kol mida tova michlal hatov, that we pointed out, leaving aside mitzvahs, where it's relatively clear as to what a person should do. He should put on tzitzis, he should say birkas hamazon, he shouldn't eat chametz on Pesach, he shouldn't eat a meal outside of a sukkah, etc. And even those are the clear points. But then we have midos, and within every mida there is a tov. V'hefach ze kol mida ra. L'dugma, derech mashal, hageut echad meinyanei hara, and gaiva can express itself in all sorts of situations. On the other hand, anava meinyanei hatov, and also that has many, many dargot. Rachmanut meinyanei hatov, v'havka achzariyut cruelty, that's ra. His tapkut, to be able to be sameach b'chelkecha, to be able to take a step back, to be able to be satisfied with that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, minyanei hatov, havkcha, to constantly be a baal tava, minyanei hara, v'chein kol shar pirtei hamidot. V'hinei. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to choose Tov, so he gave us individual challenges of situations where we can choose in that situation how we're going to react. And how we're going to react, that will either give us a sachar, or lo aleinu, we'll choose the wrong way and will send us in the wrong direction. That's what we call a nisayon. And a nisayon can be on all sorts of planes. In other words, a nisayon can be a nisayon of Mesiras Nefesh, the Akeda, v'chulei. Nisayon can be that you're a rabbi, you know, you're visiting, you know, it's a shul that you've never been in, and you know, it's and they want to give you psicha for Adam Zmiros. So the question is, should you say, "Wow, psicha for Adam Zmiros, sir, that's it"? And it was some, you know, they gave a balabos shlishi and shishi and maftir, and they're giving me psicha for Adam Zmiros. In other words, that all of these are nisyanot. Hineshira hachachma el yona. Kol pirtei ha'inyanim mizeh hamin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally aware of all the options. Shiruyim lihimatzei v'lipo be'efshariyutam b'chok ha'enoshut l'fi tachlit ha'ikari shezacharnu b'mekomo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an infinite number of options that a person can, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could put a person in an infinite number of situations. V'himtzia otam b'chol b'chinoteihem Sibotehem umasavavehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to bring about a situation, has to bring about all sorts of causes and effects, right, to put you exactly in the subway station just as the subway is leaving. And what's going to be your reaction? Are you going to kick yourself that you missed the subway? Are you going to yell at your friend? Are you going to be sameach bechelkacha? Kol hamitzlavelahem chakakayv shariyotam ba'adam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every person on a constant basis, one after another, situation after situation, to see how he's going to use his midot. V'amnam l'chashi, all of a sudden your chavrusa doesn't show up. How are you going to react? All of a sudden, you know, you prepared for shir and it turns out you prepared for the wrong shir. Or a million and one things. Or all of a sudden you're about to learn and they want you to go and clean out a shul in Bell Harbor. You know, how do you weigh things? V'amnam kishi imatsu kol eila ha'inyonim hutzrechu matzavim shonim b'bnei adam. Namely, in order to be able to test our midos in every which manner, back and forth, so we have to have all sorts of situations. And situations are around the world. There's a situation in America, a situation in Eretz Yisrael, situation in Yerushalayim, situation in Muncie, all sorts of situations. Kulam yunisayon lohem. Namely, every situation to see how a person is going to react is really a test to see how he's going to be a bocher. You know, it's one thing to be a bocher in mitzvos and not in averos when we're dealing with a set order. But it's something else when HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps tossing us curveballs. And he sends us curveballs all the time. B'meshi yitnu makom l'chol pirtei habachinos hara ha'ela u'makom l'adam l'tchazei kenegdam l'tfos b'tovot. Namely, that the every nisayon, the person can take the easy way out and choose a midara, or he can overcome his, you know, the easy way out and choose a midah tova. Right? These are all the Gemaras in terms of Kol Ma'adavad L'Tavu Da'avad, Nachum Ish Gamzu, and Rabbi Akiva, V'chulei. People find themselves in all sorts of situations. How do they behave? How do they react? Derech Mashal. Im lo hayu ashirim v'aniyim. So then, we wouldn't be able to test Midas HaRachmanos. We wouldn't be able to test Midas HaAchzarius. We wouldn't be able to test Mistapek Bechelko. We wouldn't be able to test all these things. And in order to test them, Kadosh Baruch Hu had to create a situation, we'll call it of inequality, of economic inequality. Economic inequality is not something which is bad per se. It gives the Ashirim their Nisyonot. It gives the Aniyim their Nisyonot. Once we have a concept that a person can have more than his share of wealth, that could serve as a nisayon. What does the asher do with his wealth? Does he turn the other cheek when the ani? Sarcastic way, right? When the ani asks him for nedava, it's as though he doesn't see the ani. The ani is not there. He'll frown at the ani. He'll ask him all sorts of questions. He'll embarrass him. Ohem yirachem alav. Right? That without having money, without being an usher, how would we know what's going on inside of himself in terms of these midos? V'chein yinuseh ha'ani. Well, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being alive. Oh, lehefech, will he constantly be upset at HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his fate that he never has enough? Od yihyeh ha'osher la'ashir nisayon l'ra'oti mi'arum ba'libo? Will Ashiris bring a person to gaiva? Or will it just simply serve as an excuse for his pleasure, for his ta'avot, and he'll constantly be searching for new kefim? He'll have no time to be over Hashem because he's constantly involved in havrei ha'olam. V'im kol osho yeh anav v'nichna, or perhaps he will be able to rise above it, and with the osher, he'll still be a modest person. He'll still be a person who will be nichna to tamidei chachamim. In other words, he will view his osher purely as an opportunity to share. Mo'es b'havrei ha'olam, not interested in Game Boys and X Games, v'chule. U'bocher b'torah b'avoda. With his osher, that's also b'chein kol kayotze b'zeh, that we do have such examples. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, right, that he was ochel mishteich shulchanot. We have examples of David HaMelech. We have examples of people in nowadays, who are tremendous ba'alei tzedakah and anavim v'chulei. Even though, again, they're put in this nisayon on a daily level to be like the Joneses, to be like other people who are rich, and to cut themselves off from the poor people, and to cut themselves off from caring, and to throw themselves into havrei ha'olam. Amnam. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He created human beings, right? He created X number of billions of human beings. Every human being he created with a different basic starting character, and for that person's entire lifetime, he's sending him one nisayon after another. Right? In other words, that it's amazing. Anam chilka ha'chachma ha'oyonet yanei nisayon ha'ela bein ishei hamin ha'enoshi. That every person is going to have a nisayon, if it's not going to be in terms of wealth or poverty. Let's say he'll be pure middle class, even though a middle class person always views himself as poor. Well, that's also a nisayon. But he may have questions in terms of health and in terms of or in terms of children, and or not having children, or having children who are going off the derech, how he's going to react. All of these test our midos left and right. Kafisha Gazra Baomik Atzasal Yosro Ivanos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every person the nisyonot he can deal with. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave every person a character and then gives him nisyonot that he could deal with. Esav was given a character, but he was given a nisayon to be the son of Yitzchak. Maybe Esav would have rather been the son of Nimrod. Would have made life much easier. But he had a different sort of nisayon. Yaakov had a nisayon of having a father-in-law named Lavan. That's a nisayon. He would have rather have the stipler as his father-in-law. Right? In other words, but that's not our point. The point isn't what we would have rather. We have to realize that every situation we find ourselves in is a unique nisayon, in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu again wants to be meitiv to us, but he can't be meitiv to us unless we choose. Unless we become the Baal HaTov via our Bechira, the Tov becomes that which we view as our goal, not just the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goal. Okay, so we'll restart over here tomorrow.